Welcome to your KSDP radio show featuring
King Mac
and Penguin Woo! Feet. For everyone going to school in King Cove, everyone's winter break starts on December 22nd and ends on January 3rd. First song I'm going to play is called "A Baby" by Hurricane Chris.
This baby doing, everybody say, A baby, A baby, A baby,
A baby, A baby, A baby,
Funk Dog exclusive,
A baby, 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 A Hey, baby, 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 white folks, gangsters and the thugs, hey, baby, stunting with a stack of them dogs, hey, baby, riding in the lap with a mug, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. And when I holler, hey, baby, I'm finna get my groove on. It's so hot up in the club that I ain't got no shoes on. Holding up a big stack of them hunnids in a rubber band. So don't ask me for no cash, cause I'm not that other man. Everybody tripping, cause I'm lippin' when I'm walking. And I'm pippin' when I'm talking. I don't trick on chickens often. Know them bars in the back, they be rolling up their dotty. And they blow it till they choking. That's what got the gang talking. And when I see a bad chick, I'm hollering out, hey, baby. Hope y'all ain't with y'all bar friends, cause I don't care what they say. And I don't care what he say or she say. I'm in the DJ booth taking pictures with the DJ. You wanna know what we say when clubs get crunk? What? Hey, baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up, okay? You wanna know what we say when clubs get crunk? What? Hey, baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up, okay? You wanna know what we say in the club? Hey, baby, white folks, gangsters and the thugs, hey, baby, stunting with a stack of them dubs, hey, baby, riding in the lap with a mug, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Looking for me, baby, you could find me banging in the Chevy, cannon painted, swinging 90. 10 cars creep with my people right behind me. I showed her my chain, now she hollering, boy, you blinding me. Show my mouthpiece to them freaks, now they eyeing me. Oh, you got a problem? Well, I hope you ain't trying me. Throw the car and park, and then I reach under my seat. Hop out with my hand under my shirt, that's where that eyes me. Yellow bone chirping me, she trying to see where I'ma be. You gon' let me get up in your mouth? Well, that's why I'ma be on pop trunk with lights, that's where that chopper be. Straight to the hotel, all the bad chickens fall to me. I know you like my style, I ain't tripping, I'm just trying to see. Girl, is you drunk? Well, tell me why you leaning all on me. And if you thinking I'm stunt, you tripping. I put up in an expedition with the roof. Wanna know what we say in the club? Hey, baby, white folks, gangsters and the thugs. Hey, baby, stunting with a stack of them dubs. Hey, baby, riding in the lap with a mug. Hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. I'm in the club hot, crunk, sweating, burning up. I'm bouncing through the crowd, bucking and hollering, what's up? And I done fell out on the dance floor, and now I can't get up. Ladies on your feet, but you can't get these. Louis Vuitton, brown, white, and yellow, trick, please. I go to St. Louis and let my chain hang low. Canary yellow diamonds mixed with rose gold. I shine real bright in the light because I'm a star. Eight shots of Patron, now I'm standing on the bar. Probably get drunk as a skunk and put the keys in the wrong car. Probably get drunk as a skunk and put the keys in the wrong car. You wanna know what we say in the club? Hey, baby, white folks, gangsters and the thugs. Hey, baby, stunting with a stack of them dubs. Hey, baby, riding in the lap with a mug. Hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, I'm in the club hollering. Hollering, play my song, turn it. that's my song, turn it up. Hey, hey, baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. Hey, hey, baby, let it play, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, let it play. Hey, baby, hey, baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. Hey, hey, baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. Hey, hey, baby, let it play, that's my song, turn it up. Hey, hey, baby, let it play, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey.
Also, everyone could sign up to take the SATs, could sign up for them for January 23rd. Also, the King Cove school sweaters are still on sale. They're still only $35, so come to Mr. Giro's room or find a student council member to buy one. Next song coming up is called Best for Last by Adelaide.
Wait, do you see my heart on my sleeve? It's been there for days on end, and it's been waiting for you to open up yours too, baby. Come on now, I'm trying to tell you just how I like to hear the words roll out of your mouth finally. Say that it's always been me that's made you feel a way you never felt before, and I'm all you need, and that you never want more. Then you say all of the right things without a clue, but you'd save the best for last, like I'm the one for you. You should know that you're just a temporary fix. This is not rooted with you. It don't mean that much to me. You're just a filler in the space that happened to be free. How dare you think you get away with trying to play me? Yeah. Why is it every time I think I've tried my hardest, it turns out it ain't enough? 'Cause you're still not mentioning love. What am I supposed to do to make you want me properly? I'm taking these chances and getting away. And though I'm trying my hardest, you go back to her, and I think that I know things may never change. I'm still hoping one day I might hear you say I'll make you feel a way you've never felt before, and I'm all you need, and that you never want more. Then you'd say all of the right things without a clue, but you'd save the best for last, like I'm the one for you. You should know that you're just a temporary fix. This is not rooted with you. It don't mean that much to me. You're just a filler in the space that happened to be free. How dare you think you get away with trying to play me? Yeah, hey, 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 yeah, hey, hey, yeah, hey, but despite the truth that I know, I find it hard to let go and give up on you. Seems I love the things you do, like the meaner you treat me, more eager I am to persist with this heartbreak running around. And I think that I know things may never change. I'm still hoping one day I might hear you say I'll make you feel a way you've never felt before, and I'm all you need, and that you never want more. And we'll say all of the right things without a clue, and you'll be the one for me and me the one for you.
The Christmas Bazaar by Shauna Jo. The Christmas Village was a great success, with booths ranging from food to raffles. Altogether, there was about 15 tables. The senior class hosted the Burger Bash to raise money for prom and graduation. The juniors had a festive blanket walk and a card raffle to raise money for their trip to Washington, D.C. this coming April. The sophomores raised money for their D.C. trip in 2011. The student council sold 300 raffle tickets and school sweaters. If you still haven't got your school sweater, there are 30 left. First come, first serve. There were also booths from townspeople such as Roxanne, who supplied Roxanne's pizza. Priscilla sold and raffled homemade afghans. Laura sold her famous lumpia and poinsett. Miss Letter sold quilts, and Miss Paulson sold aprons and Mary Kay products. I forgot to mention there was also the Russian raffle table. They sold tickets to raise money for the rookies and T-Jacks to go to the basketball tournament in Nikolaevsk. They are also sold tickets for a Honda 420 four-wheeler. That will be raffled off at the first T-Jacks home game. Support your basketball teams and buy a ticket. And don't forget about this Friday is the rookies' first home game, which would be canceled because Sandpoint turned into a co-ed team. And next year's bazaar, we hope to get the same great turnout. The participation of the town was amazing and greatly appreciated by the classes raising money. Next song coming up is called Big City Lights by Blackstone Cherry.
Big city lights don't shine for me no more. You know somebody took my angel, and now she's gone for sure. It's on the corner. for me no more. You know somebody took my angel, and now she's gone for sure.
I think it's about a good time to do a book review of Holes by Bianca. Holes tells the story of Stanley Yelnats, first name spells last name backwards, who is a quiet, lonely, hopelessly unlucky boy. His bad luck comes from a curse laid upon his no-good pig-stealing great-grandfather. Just when Stanley feels like nothing could really get worse, he is in for a real treat. At a local homeless shelter, was auctioning off a pair of a famous basketball player's shoes. When the shoes go missing, Stanley's bad luck lands the shoes right on into his head. Hands. Literally. Stanley is then blamed for stealing them and is arrested. Stanley is then in court and given the choice between jail or Camp Green Lake. Of course, just like everyone else, he chose Camp Green Lake. How bad could it be? But Stanley finds out that things aren't always what they seem. Camp Green Lake is not like another camp and doesn't even have a lake. The camp is work camp run by a warden and her helpless Mr. Sir and Mr. Pendansky. What they make the boys put into this camp do is dig 5x5 foot holes every day. The warden tells them it's to build character, but Stanley thinks otherwise. Farther into the book, Stanley finds little clues that ties everything together. He becomes closer with his bunkmates, particularly with a boy named Zero. As things get harsher in the camp and water is scarce, they plan to escape Camp Green Lake. Even though there's not another town for miles, Zero goes for the seeming to be impossible. When Stanley sets out to find him in the blistering desert, they turn to the closest escape from heat. God's Thumb. God's Thumb is a mountain that is said to have water and cool air through it. Just a legend. It's all they have left for survival. As they dangerously make their way up the mountain, Stanley is carrying Zero up the mountain, and that's when his family past sets to the present. The book is written so everything ties together. You can't escape fate. Everyone has a purpose and a destiny. Next song coming up I'm going to play is called Brand New Day by Sting.
Smiling at you when you were still together. You could be walking down.
Everyone, don't forget to bring your loose change in for the Heifer Project. You can see Miss Letter or Miss Paulson for details. Also, don't forget about the Christmas food drive, which is lasting until November 20th through December 20th. And what you do is just drop off all your non-perishable food items in room 125 or drop them off in the food boxes located around the community. Next song coming up is called Can't Stand Losing You by The Police.
Called you so many times today, and I guess it's all true what your girlfriend say. But you don't ever wanna see me again, and your brother's gonna kill me and he's 6'10". I guess you call it.
Also, everyone wanting to go to the first winter ball that we ever had, which is on February 6th, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., and it's for 7th grade through 12th grade. So start looking for your dresses and suits now. Next song coming up is called Cell Block Tango by Chicago.
Lipschitz.
And now, the six merry murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of The Cell Block Tango.
Lipschitz. Sisera. get you down. Like Bernie. Bernie liked to chew gum. No, not chew. Pop. So I came home this one day and I'm really irritated and I'm looking for a little bit of sympathy. And there's Bernie lying on the couch, drinking a beer and chewing. No, not chewing. Popping! So I said to him, I said, you pop that gum one more time. And he did. So I took the shotgun off the wall and I fired two warning shots into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have heard it, I bet you would have done the same.
I met Ezekiel Young from Salt Lake City about 2 years ago, and he told me he was single, and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home. I'd fix him a drink. We'd have dinner. And then I found out. Single, he told me. Single my ass. Not only was he married. Oh, no. He had 6 wives. One of those Mormons, you know. So that night when he came home from work, I fixed him his drink, as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He took a flower in his pride. And then he used it. And he abused it. It was a murder, but not a heart.
Now I'm standing in the kitchen, carving up the chicken for dinner. Minding my own business, in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he says. He was crazy, and he kept on screaming, you've been screwing the milkman. And then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Meet Kirishikeri. Ось мені якоє хірошло кумлефок тому фєрім. Ін ми глечіп тому фєє. Та не ми гос. Ін арто тлом войок. Не тудом. Мертмоня анкл сам хок ін танцам. Пробол том. Аренда шенген мег моя разні. Ті намір татик мег.
Yeah, but did you do it?
Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I had this double act, and my husband Charlie traveled around with us. Now, for the last number in our act, we did these 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, splits, spread eagles, backflips, flip-flops, one right after the other. So this one night before the show, we're down at the Hotel Cicero, the three of us boozing, having a few laughs. And we ran out of ice, so I go out to get some. I come back. Open the door. And there's Veronica and Charlie doing number 17. The spread eagle. Well, I was in such a state of shock. I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead.
They had it coming.
They had it coming.
Lipschitz more than I could possibly say. He was a real artistic guy. Sensitive. A painter. But he was always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself, and on the way, he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you could say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bomb, bomb.
Come on. Yes, of course, Uncle
Number 17,
Sam.
The Spread Artistic Eagle.
Artistic differences.
Pop.
Six.
Squish. Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Also, don't forget about the 4th through 8th grade lock-in. It is February 5th, 10 p.m. to 9 p.m. So come on over and stay the night at the school if you're within the 4th grade and 8th grade. Next song coming up is called Closing Time by Leonard Cohen.
And the band is really happening, and the Johnny Walker wisdom running high. And my very sweet companion, she's the angel of compassion. She's rubbing up the world against her thigh. And every drinker, every dancer lifts a happy face to thank her. The fiddler fiddles something so sublime. All the
women tear their blouses off, and the men they dance on the polka dots. And his partner found, and his partner lost, and it's hell to pay when the fiddler stops.
It's closing time.
Something tight, and I lift my glass to the
the awful truth, which you can't reveal to the ears of youth, except to say it isn't worth a damn. And the whole damn place goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. But the boss don't like these dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding lights of closing time. Damn place goes crazy twice, and it's once for the devil and it's once for Christ. But the boss don't like these dizzy heights. We're busted in the blinding light.
Busted in the blinding
light. Busted in the blinding light of closing time. Closing time. Oh, the women tear the blouses off, and the men they dance on the polka dots. It's closing. His partner found and his partner lost, and his hell to pay when the fiddler stops. It's closing time. I swear it happened just like this, a silent crowd, a hungry kiss. It's closing
time. Closing time. Closing time.
Closing time. The gates are lonely, but you can't see much has happened since. But
closing time.
TJX Ready to Start Their Season by Bianca. The King Cove TJX are hoping that this will be the year when everything comes together. The last 2 years have been very successful, and the team hopes to build and improve on that success. The 07-08 season had the TJX finishing in third place at the state tournament. Last year, they narrowly missed winning regionals. This year, they are working hard to leave their paw print wherever they play. The King Cove boys have an ambitious schedule this year. They will be traveling to the Russian village of Nikolaevsk to play in the Warrior Rumble. They also are scheduled to participate in the annual Sockeye Tournament in January and the Bristol Bay Elks Tournament, as long with the rookies. Even though the TJX are a 1A school, yet they play for 3A schools and four 2A teams. The better the competition, the better chance we have of improving, said senior captain Jordan Hamilton. The TJX will really miss Miles Walker this year, the all-state forward who averaged more than 20 points and 20 rebounds per game and had moved on to UAA. Cannot replace a player like Miles, said coach Ralph Lindquist, and we are not going to try. This year, the team will focus on tenacious defense, their trademark. Also, you know that two-time All-State guard, Captain Johnny Samuelson, will be actively involved in setting the pace for his teammates. Johnny is one of the quickest players in the state, commented Lindquist. Over the past 2 years, he has developed into a multi-dimensional player, scoring, defense, assists, and a real leader, off and on the court. Our younger players will look to Johnny for leadership and direction. The only other returning senior is co-captain Jordan Hamilton. Jordan is a four-year player who is very capable of controlling the game with his big defense and rebounding. The other members are Cody Mack, Drayton Newman, Avery Samuelson, Mark Newton, Josiah Mack, Christian Christensen, Dalton Utech Gould, and Devin Mack. All freshmen will have an impact on the TJX success, depending heavily on how these freshmen grow and improve. The TJX open the season with a trip to Sandpoint, playing them and their co-ed team on December 18th and 19th. Full season schedule is available at aebsdonline.org. Next song coming up is called Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about time to do another profile on Sarah Palin by Honey Lou. Sarah Palin was born on February 11, 1964 in Sandpoint, Idaho. When she was only 3 months old, she moved to Alaska when her parents came to teach school in Skagway, Alaska. Sarah's father, Charles, was a science teacher and track coach. Her mother, Sally, was a school secretary. She grew up in Wasilla and went to school at Wasilla High. When she was in high school, she played basketball and her team was state champions. Her nickname in school was Sarah Barracuda for her intense basketball skills. After graduating from Wasilla High in 1982, Sarah Palin was runner-up in the Miss Alaska contest. Then she went on to earn a bachelor's degree in journalism for the University of Idaho in 1987. She also became a television sports reporter in Anchorage. In 1988, she married her high school sweetheart, Todd Palin. Palin and her husband have 5 kids, Bristol, who is 17, that had a baby, Willow, Piper, Track, and Trigg, who was born in April 2008 with Down syndrome. She is an American politician who served the governor of Alaska from 2006 until her resignations in 2009. She was a candidate for the vice president of the United States in 2008. Sarah Palin was part of the city council from 1992 to 1996, city mayor from 1996 to 2002. Palin was the first female governor of Alaska and the youngest person ever to be elected governor of Alaska. In 2008, the Republican's presidential candidate, John McCain, chose her as his running mate. She is the second female candidate and first Alaskan candidate and the first female vice presidential nominee of the Republican Party. John McCain lost the presidential election, but Palin is planning on running for the Republican presidential nomination in 2012. And I think there's about time for one more song to play, and I think it's going to be called Girl Next Door by Saving Jane.
Hey, yeah. Small town homecoming queen, she's the star in this scene. There's no way to deny she's lovely. Perfect skin, perfect hair, perfume hearts everywhere. Tell myself that inside she's ugly. Maybe I'm just jealous, I can't help but hate her. Secretly I wonder if my boyfriend wants to date her. She's the prom queen, I'm in the marching band. She is a cheerleader, I'm sitting in the stands. She gets the top bunk, I'm sleeping on the floor. She's Miss America, and I'm just the girl next door. Have you taught it?